Jane, how are you?
I'm well, thanks.
You got your nice hot cup of coffee sitting there with you?
I do.
All right. I'm going to join you as we talk a little bit about something that is near and dear to you and is really of a focal point. I'm sure you've seen the story not only in Atlantic State Journal, but in Detroit Free Press and in the Detroit News. More kids in Michigan are raised in poverty. And I know we're going to talk a little bit about that, but first let's talk about Kids Count. Today's a big day for that.
Yes, it is. It's the day we're bringing out the annual Kids Count book. In the state book, we look at trends in all domains of child well-being in every county in the state as well as the city of Detroit. And what we're looking at is a pretty substantial increase in child poverty between 2000 and 2009. It's up by 60%. It's now almost 23% of kids in the state that live in a family with income below the poverty level, which for a family of four is $22,000 roughly annual income a year. And we know that that's not enough to meet the basic needs of kids, which has pretty profound implications for where the state's going in the next several years. We know we need more kids to be successful in education and be able to get those skills to compete in the global economy. But the education system can't take them there when we're gutting all the other systems that support children. And there's lots of children now who are slipping into poverty or into very low-income families.
Who compiles the information for Kids Count in Michigan?
We get our data from the Census Bureau, from the Department of Human Services, Department of Community Health, and across the board, we look at information that comes from all the different departments in the state that deal with children.
Well, another key point of the survey talks about how more children in Ingham, Clinton, and Eaton counties are eligible to receive free and reduced price lunches at school, an indicator that family earning powers have been reduced.
Mm-hmm. And statewide, it's now one of every two children, roughly, who are eligible for free and reduced price lunch, which is income below 185% of poverty, and that's pretty marginal still. What the research community estimates is that it takes at least double the poverty income to be able to support a family, and that's not accounting for any kind of savings if the car breaks down or if you need a new furnace or whatnot.
What also was disturbing about the survey was the confirmed cases of child abuse that have increased in all three mid-Michigan counties.
Mm-hmm. And we know from what the state has submitted to national reports that 90% of those cases involve neglect, which is closely aligned to poverty. When families don't have enough to meet the basic needs of their children, they become they really become at risk for neglect. And although we have programs that help families that are economically stressed, those programs have been severely curtailed in the last decade, so that it becomes increasingly difficult to qualify for them. And the benefit hasn't increased, really, as the economy has. The good news, and I have to give you some good news here, Tony, is that we're seeing declines in the teen birth rate. That's down 20%. And we're also seeing declines in the teen death rate. And we're seeing declines in the high school dropout rate. Those are the good news items in this report. And we need to celebrate those. Clearly, we don't want to see teen birth rates persist at the levels they are. We still have 12,000 teens every year who give birth, most of them not having a high school diploma, and we know what that means these days. So even though we have some really troubling information, we want to also celebrate the fact that we're making some progress on some fronts, and that's important, and we need to redouble our efforts to make sure that more young people have a chance to be economically secure as they become adults.
We're talking with Jane Zender Merrill from Kids Count. She's the Michigan director. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. One more point I want to bring up, and I don't mean to be the bearer of constant bad news, but in a piece in the survey, it said that fourth graders and seventh graders across the state are doing better on standardized reading tests, and that kids in Eaton and Clinton and Ingham counties beat the state averages. Well, there are reports contrary to that. Where did you get your data from?
Well, we get our data from the CEPI, the Center for Educational Performance and Information. And while it's good news that more kids are demonstrating proficiency on the MEAP, we also know that we have the fourth lowest standards in the country when it comes to what we deem proficient. So the state board is already talking about changing that level. So what we see now is not really an accurate picture of what would be deemed proficient by national standards. Still, we are seeing improvements. Well, many fewer kids are not proficient in reading, and we want to see that continue to improve. What troubles us when we look at these data is we know the standards are so low, and kids need to have need to be meeting higher standards to be career and college ready.
Jane, what can we do to get better?
Well, we need to maintain the programs that we have in place to help families get through these hard times. Families can't do it alone. There's lots of concern about the unemployment rate. People want to work, and the jobs aren't there. So we need to make sure that these kids don't suffer the consequences of this downturn in the economy. And we can't expect the education system alone to make these kids successful learners. It takes a strong public health system, strong child welfare system, and strong family support programs. And we have to keep these in place as we move forward. We get roughly 20 years to prepare kids for 40 to 50 years in the workplace. And as parents and adults. And if we blow that opportunity, it's very hard to make it up.
Judy, I got about 15 seconds left. Are you worried that the state's going to take away the funding from talk about that.
Yes. But we're looking at a new legislature and a new, lots of new members, a new administration. We hear a lot of talk of cuts. And people don't seem to realize we've already made literally billions of dollars of cuts in these programs. And we're struggling to help families maintain and support their children.
Thank you, Jane.
You're welcome.